Hello and welcome to our podcast, Media in the News, with a segment on mass shootings.
Hi, so we will be mainly focusing on school shootings today, as they've become more common in the past years. There's not an official definition for mass shootings, but according to a source called Gun Violence Archive, they say it's when four or more people are shot or killed in the same general time and location.
We mainly would be focusing on how media affects mass shootings and how we need to make a bigger push for stronger mental health initiatives, countrywide, stricter gun regulations, and most importantly, a change on the way media reports shootings. A little background information on that topic. The first mass shooting was in 1966, and it was actually at the University of Texas, and 17 people died from that. In recent history, 2017 was the worst year for mass shootings, specifically school shootings, but we did have a major incident at the Ariana Grande concert, which was the biggest mass shooting we've had to date. According to the Washington Post, the majority of the shooters are children from ages 11 to 17. And the government, the only laws on guns they really have is the Second Amendment, which is the right to bear arms. And since there's not specifically stated rules and regulations in the Constitution, it is left to the states on how they let people buy guns and the way they regulate them. So it leaves 50 different point of views, which can create conflict, especially in the government. And to combat mass shootings, many different states created their own way to protect students. An example of this is Wyoming allows school district officials to carry firearms and protect the students, which is also a big controversy on just the, because it also breaks down the states are different, but also school districts are different. And there's been a lot of mass shootings the last decade that have not always been with people reporting as they should. Journalism and media are listed as a pretty competitive field, and it is usually pretty much a race to get to the story first and to report it first. And so this creates media to break some kind of unspoken rules of just, like, you know, human decency, really it is. Like, they would talk to maybe victims of the shooting, and they just will not respect, maybe not even respect making them feel comfortable or just making them feel safe right after they have gone through this traumatic experience. And so I definitely think that there should be some ways to look at different ways to report it. This they also need to do their research before they talk to the people and the victims who experience a tragedy, because a lot of them come in not really knowing what's going on and are not able to report it the best they can. This happened, an example of this going wrong, of not doing research, is when reporters were reporting Columbine, but it also described it differently in a book that came after, so it was kind of like they got it, like, firsthand, like, really fast, but it was, the information was different than someone who was in it and wrote a book about it.
Yeah, that's an interesting example. We don't have a lot of, you know, instances of that. That's probably one of a few. But yeah, I thought it was good to mention how there are, like, 50 different opinions and perspectives on how, like, guns should be carried and bought in the United States. And it's also interesting that the first mass shooting was at a school, at a university, and it's still, you know, occurring in schools a lot now in the past years. And so we can just go into the Columbine shooting that happened, because that is an example that does show some good examples with the media.
It also is, like, before the time of media, so it kind of gives, like, the past version of what how it's evolved to now.
Yeah. So, this was a shooting that happened in 1999 on April 20th in Colorado at Columbine High School. It took the lives of 13 people. And like Mary Margaret said, social media wasn't very popular. There were no iPhones, so we didn't have Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat. So people were still getting their news.
Mostly from, like, TV's news sources.
Yeah, from, like, TVs, because we did have TV.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So, like, people, that's mainly, like, what they were using to get their news from. And because of this lack of, like, social media, the news of the shooting didn't really become popular in the public until about 2 days after the fact. And that's, you know, compared to now, that's a long time to know about something as serious as that. And there were no pictures or videos, from the actual incident. And an article, this was a scholarly article that we found. It states that the shootings that happened in Virginia Tech and at Sandy Hook, which is an elementary school, these may have been inspired by the Columbine shootings because the perpetrators of these shootings showed signs of infatuation with Columbine through self-recordings, photos, and notes. So this kind of just goes to show that although media reports of the shooting during in 1999 were kind of limited compared to today's times, I mean, they still knew about it, but now we have Twitter and all of that to spread the news, like, in minutes.
Yeah, so people were reacting way faster than how they would be reacting.
Yeah, and because of this, it shows that even if a delayed report, the media still has a huge effect on future shootings and just how people look at it. And so, yeah.
In a more recent shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, this was on February 14, 2018, and 17 people were killed in this, and that included students and staff members. In an article written by Christina J. Lee from Elon University, the coverage of the Parkland shooting occurred during the media's most developed era and attracted attention from political leaders, celebrities, and especially students all over the nation. And this definitely showed up in my high school in Brentwood, Tennessee, of how our school the next day had a 17-minute moment of silence, and we let 17 balloons up for the Parkland shooting. We even attracted the local media because of this, like, gathering outside. And it was, we heard about it from our, like, Twitter and stuff. And she mentioned during this time, Christina Lee mentioned during this time, many people use social media as a primary source for news updates. And many survivors of the shooting actually started using this to their advantage. And they took to social media as a way to promote the fact that they need a change in how this, like, why this keeps happening. Just, like, a way to prevent this. And this kind of changes the way that media is reporting it, because now we're kind of hearing from real people fast, and they are able to share their stories.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually videos of people circulating, videos of people in the school during the shooting.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah, so that was also, like, going around. And because of this, the people that were the survivors were able to use this to bring awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about bringing tighter gun laws to the United States. And the news stations took extensive amounts of time reporting this because of the high mortality rate. And also just the students were just a big, big thing because of the way they reacted so positively, meaning that they just wanted to, instead of, of course they were angry, but they were just like, they wanted change. They just wanted to fix it, and that was just a major thing.
Yes. Yeah. My high school also did something similar. We had, like, a moment of silence and stuff like that. So, you know, my high school's in Concord, North Carolina. Hers is in Brentwood, Tennessee. That's pretty far away from each other. So it just goes to show that, like, everywhere was affected. And so pretty much a trend that we're seeing is that whenever a mass shooting occurs, the media takes it by storm. And they pretty much just want to know as much as they can, as soon as they can. I mean, that's kind of like a natural response, but they do it in kind of an invasive way. They usually focus on the shooter, and the perpetrator does tend to get more attention than the victims and in the media, and they just kind of show their pictures, like, whenever they figure out who did it. You see their picture on the news and on TV and on, you know, Twitter or Instagram. You see their picture everywhere and their names everywhere, and they try to figure out why they did it. They look at their own social media accounts and all of those things, and
they also, like, pull any, like, background information of them that kind of has a hint of a way to, like, yeah. They really do digging into these people's lives of, like, they bring up, like, a conversation with a neighbor saying, like, yeah. You know, this person was kind of, like, you know, they kind of, like, not twist their words, but they definitely are digging for why, because everyone just likes to answer why these days.
Yeah, and also from, like, another source, apparently, in the month that followed the Columbine shooting, there were about 400 related incidents as with, like, gun violence or shootings reported across the country, and it can be argued that because of those kinds of things, they were people, they call it the copycat effect, people wanting the same kind of spotlight. Another point of something that the media also kind of gets into is, like, the awareness of mental health. They also kind of talk about, you know, whether or not the person was mentally ill or, you know, things like that, and I feel like that's something that is important to mention. Also, the mental health of the victims isn't really anything that people talk about a ton. Recently, though, there have been reports of survivors of the Parkland shooting who committed suicide this year, and I just thought that was really, really upsetting, really sad, and just shows how much mental health awareness is needed for the victims as well.
Going back to the copycat effect is an example from a behavioral psychologist who was talking about, was trying to figure out the social learning theory claims that people learn largely from observing and intimidating and modeling. So that's just, like, shows that it's definitely proven through ways we see things that we have a tendency to, you know, take that into account and maybe do that and act on it. And then also the kind of, like, I guess since there's, like, a bunch of, like, copycat people think it's funny nowadays to call in shooting or bomb threats to our schools. One time we had a bomb threat at our school, and we were outside for the entire day from 12 to when we got out of school, and most people just walked home because they were like, this is false, like, because this happened, like, multiple times, and so it began to, like, lose everyone kind of, when they said bomb threat, they don't take it seriously anymore. Yeah. Because it's just kind of, they lost effect.
Something happened in my high school, too. There was, like, rumors going around early in the morning about someone wanting to do a shooting, like, start you know, just randomly shooting people or something. I don't know. It was just a huge rumor that ended up not being true. But kids were telling their parents, and their parents were checking them out of class. And by the time it was lunchtime, there was a huge line out of our door to the office, and it went outside the school of parents trying to come and check out their kids, and they're literally like running to get their kid. Like, it was just crazy, and it was all just like false information. It's crazy. Okay.
There needs to be a way needs to be a change in the way media reports school shootings. The way now is it's very sensationalized. And this plays a large role in shootings in the future.
Not everyone agrees with this argument, and obviously, and there are countless other things people think that are to blame for mass shootings, and this is mainly done by politicians, and they're making statements on social media about, like, what they think is the problem and what should be done.
I think this is a very interesting quote, but I do not believe it's backed up much with evidence. According to an article from The Guardian, there's a group of people that blame backpacks for a reason school shootings happen, which results in dozens of schools having a clear backpack policy. I can understand why they think this is an issue, considering it's easy to hide things in one. But in my opinion, I think if someone really wanted to commit such a violent act, they could easily find other means of hiding a weapon.
Another argument was done by the incoming NRA president, Oliver North. I think that's his name. He blamed the Santa Fe shooting on young boys who have been on Ritalin since they were in kindergarten, and that is a ADHD medication. And basically what he's trying to say is that medications like that, and just like, I guess, prescription drug problems in America are a reason why shootings happen.
And I guess I understand, like, it's like, while you could blame mass shootings on a numerous number of things, the only thing that they all seem to have in common is just media coverage, and just, like, I get the other things, but it's like it all goes back to how people are reporting it and what they make publicized, and it,
yeah,
like, romanticizes, I guess, doing this, like, as, like, a crime that's, like, committed very often. And gun laws, mental illness, backpacks, security, and even medicine play small roles in the issue, but only one seems the most consistent. And they all have in common, like, sensationalization through the media.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, it all, like, the media is just, like, the common source of just, like, everyone else's opinions. Like, it's,
yeah,
just gone from, like, being people on the news talking to everyone talking, because Twitter's just, like, a source now of just, like, media.
Yeah.
And it's so, like, so easy to post things nowadays. And the media could prevent, or the media could do ways the media could prevent this from happening in the future was to portray mass shootings as a way, as like a warning, and just also, like, obviously report them, but report them in a way that is that doesn't make the victim feel uncomfortable, and just really,
yeah,
like, straight facts, and do not really, like, keep digging and poking at the shooter and just bring up all these past, like, their past, because we have no idea if that could be the real effect or not. And also, we can't really, like, stop people from, like, having mental illnesses if we don't do something about it, if that's, like, their reason of why they did it, sort,
yeah,
of thing.
yeah, basically the media just needs to stop showing so much of the perpetrators' lives and making them seem like a celebrity, basically. But yeah, that's a topic for today.
That is our segment on mass shootings. Come back next time for another podcast of Media in the News.
Bye.